The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus put a parable before the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everybody was asleep, his enemy came, sowed darnel all among the wheat, and made off. When the new wheat sprouted and ripened, the darnel appeared as well. The owner's servants went to him and said, "Sir, was it not good seed that you sowed in your field? If so, where does the darnel come from?" "Some enemy has done this," he answered. And the servant said, "Do you want us to go and weed it out?" But he said, "No. Because when you weed out the darnel, you might pull up the wheat with it. Let them both grow till the harvest. And at harvest time, I shall say to the reapers, 'First, collect the darnel and tie it in bundles to be burnt. Then gather the wheat into my barn.'" The Gospel of the Lord. The context of this particular gospel passage is, we need to bear in mind that Matthew was primarily writing for or in the context of a Jewish community, and they were trying to come to some kind of understanding of why it is, or why it was rather, that members of the Jewish community had rejected the gospel of Christ. Indeed, had rejected Christ. And so there was this way of thinking that, we can't tolerate this. You know, we can't tolerate the fact that you have a segment of the community who are rejecting Christ, who are rejecting his gospel. And so they think, well, let's get rid of them, you know, let's get rid of them. But the Lord is saying, no. Leave that to God. All what you have to do is to trust in God, that it's in God's hands, and God will deal with it in his way. So we need to be patient in the meantime. So this particular gospel passage is addressing a particular conflict within the Jewish Christian community, which Christ is saying, basically, just leave things be. It's in God's hands. God will sort it. Just be patient and trust in God. God knows what he's doing. Now, I think we can apply elements of that in our own lives. The fact that we have within ourselves weeds that can choke the good things that we do. And sometimes these things are difficult to root out. And so they accompany us. And it could be sins of, patterns of behavior that we kind of, that take a hold on us. And difficult to root out. It takes time. Only gradually can we, sometimes with these particular patterns, make progress in overcoming them. But it can take time. So we too need to be patient. We do what we can to change our behavior. What we discern needs to be changed because it is not really aligned to the ways of the Lord. So we need to be patient and we need to trust in God, that God understands our struggles with this. God does understand. He's a merciful Lord. He's a merciful Lord, forgiving Lord, always ready to forgive. He knows what's going on in our lives, obviously. And so long as we're trying to overcome those particularly stubborn areas in our lives that we're really struggling with, well, the Lord understands that. So we too need to be patient with ourselves and also trusting in the Lord, that the Lord does understand, and it will come right in the end. But we need to cooperate with grace. We need to play our part in that. So let us take heart. Let us take heart that the Lord will give us the grace and the strength we need to live the lives He has called us to.